Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. All right. I'm looking at one of the talk radio trade publications. It's called Barrett Media. And last year, all right, I'll brag a little bit just because I know Jeremy wants me to. Because everybody wants, Jeremy wants everyone to know he is the producer for the number one mid-market afternoon radio show in America. I would be the host of that very show. That's exactly right. But I'm looking at Barrett this afternoon, and it just seems to me every time that I am looking at one of the trades, either someone I know has died or someone I know has retired. Now, I much prefer that people retire than die. But I'm telling you, I guess this is what it is, right? You get to, quote, a certain age. And when the question is asked, Heidi will ask me or I'll ask her, hey, do you remember so-and-so? The first question is always, did they die? Are they okay? Or just tell me. Yeah, no, they're fine. They're fine. Are they sick? They must be sick. No, they're traveling around the world. I don't know, whatever it is. But I swear to you, every time I open up one of the trade publications, somebody has retired or died. But in this case, it's somebody who has retired, which is great. Now, let me share this with you. Now, here I am. I'm telling you, we're in year number 14 now. At the Voice of Virginia News Radio WRVA. That's pretty good, because in the radio world, it's a little bit like dog years, you know? 1 year in radio is kind of like 7 years in the real world, so you get to 14 years. It's a long time. But this guy, and if you are a Midwesterner, you know him, Gary Sattelmeyer. Gary was the guy at KFAB, which is the big talker in Omaha, Nebraska. And Nebraska being as flat as it is, that station, that signal, like the whole state of Nebraska, all 18 people that live in Nebraska listened to Gary. But he had been at that station for 49 years. That's an accomplishment. They have named the studio after him. Isn't that cool? Yeah. So it is now going to be the Gary Sattelmeyer Studio at KFAB in Omaha. So what do you think, Germ? When I finally hang up the headphones, will we get the Jeff Katz Studio at News Radio WRVA? That would either be very cool or a little scary. Or maybe a little bit of both. I don't know. I don't know. I think it might be neat. Germ, write that down. See if we pass that along to somebody that, All right, let's take a look at one or two other things that are actually going on that are considerably more important than that. Do you remember PBS? Remember when PBS said, hey, if we lose our taxpayer funding, that's it, we're out of business? Well, apparently they lied about that as well, because they're still around and they're still saying stupid stuff and they're still annoying the rest of us. And the latest one is people will die. You know, it is a weird, weird thing. A weird, weird thing that the default for some folks is whatever you do is so bad, it will cause people to die. Well, none of us want to cause anybody to die, right? Fundamentally. So when people say that, you're thinking, oh, I better reconsider this or that. But this is the same group of people that keeps telling us everything we've ever said or done or believed or eaten or looked at is causing people to die. And then those people don't die. I'm not saying that there should be more people dying. I'm simply saying that you're accusing people of doing things that will cause people to die. And then those people don't die. So it's you I have to question. So this is a former CDC official, the same people that gave us COVID theater and said, hey, roll up your sleeve. We'd like to jab you with some sort of experimental thing that may or may not work. No, really, what could possibly go wrong? And then they were aided and abetted, if you remember, by a whole slew of people inside the government. I mean, folks like Ralph Northam. They were aided and abetted, frankly, by a huge chunk of industry. I can't tell you how often industries were saying to their employees, businesses were saying to their employees, oh, come on, what's the big deal? I'm going to get it. All right, you get it. And I'm not telling you that you shouldn't get it. Remember, we had these discussions on the air. I told you flat out, my decision on those vaccines was going to be based entirely on my conversations with my doctor. I thought that was the whole thing, right? Your doctor, your body, or your body, your choice, right? That was an issue. Unless it was about these vaccines, in which case you had no choice. And whatever your decision made, if it wasn't the same as what the company was making, that then you were evil and you lost your job. Anyway, I digress. Take a listen to cut number one.
How is HIV still this large of a public health problem in the United States?
Yeah, your answer is what happens when the country decides not to celebrate or commemorate World AIDS Day. This is a stigma and access game in the United States. People do not access care. They don't access testing because it's scary. People are made invisible because of the stigma that that is getting even worse in the United States with some of the activity against LGBTQ health, since they are such an important component of what happens domestically for HIV. You have amazing technology that's going to sit on the shelf because people aren't going to get tested. They're not going to access pre-exposure prophylaxis, and that's going to mean more HIV infections. And so I'm thinking about New York. They do amazing work in HIV, and their new epidemiology shows an increase in HIV. That is not good. And so that is a trend that you're going to, I think, see throughout the world and throughout the country. And I need to be very clear, it's going to be worse in states that can least afford it. So I would expect that we'll also see increasing HIV rates in the South, given some of the issues related to access as well as stigma.
Okay, so stigma, sir, would be a purely subjective thing, would it not? You are claiming there's some sort of a stigma, and that because of it, people are not accessing the services. You know what's missing there is any sort of substantial documentation. Here's what I can tell you just listening to that guy. I guarantee you, as sure as I am sitting here, his political ideology, far left. His career, such as it was working inside the government. Now, we know that because that was actually part of that story. I will tell you, as he talked about the South, he's operating as per usual from some of these perspectives as far left-wing people who are firmly convinced that anybody and everybody south of the Mason-Dixon line, that we're all just a bunch of idiots and that we all hate people. I would invite him to come to visit. Might learn a thing or two. He might. 804 in Mechanicsville says, "Hey, Jeff, I am absolutely through with my Christmas shopping. Not sure about my wife, though." Oh. Well, now, is she doing it for both of you, or are you actually doing your own? I still have to get started on my Christmas shopping for me and my Hanukkah shopping for me. Why? I'm the only person that knows what to get me. So I just get it. It is 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday evening. All right, so again, Sunday, you're looking at maybe an inch of snow Sunday morning. Daytime highs are going to be, 33. I don't know, is that enough to get rid of an inch of snow? Is it going to mostly be on grassy areas? Your mileage may vary, as they always say, so be on the lookout for the weather and figure out what's going on. We don't have any closings or late openings or anything like that as of yet. Coming up at 5:35, State Senator Bryce Reeves is going to be here. In fact, as we speak, I am looking at a Bryce Reeves challenge coin that he gifted to me many, many years ago. I think he's a good guy, and I think he'd be a great guy in the U.S. Senate. And he has just announced a few weeks back that he is going to challenge Mark Warner. But I don't know if there is a Republican primary to get through. I don't know. So that's why we have asked him to... be part of the program this afternoon. Yeah. Love it. I love it. Who else we got? My little guy. I'm getting a note here from
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
From a good friend who's actually over at across the street at the clubhouse. My little guy is over there. I don't know who the heck is golfing when it's like 1 degree and pitch black, but apparently people are, and that's why I'm firmly convinced they're crazy. But other than that, you know, what can I tell you? All right, I got another little snippet here I'd love for you to take a listen to. Germ, if you would, can you give us cut number 2, please?
I'm basically...
And the second thing is on the Netflix Warner Brothers deal. The president did address this also yesterday. He said that he believes that the sale of CNN should be attached to that deal with Netflix or with Paramount if anything happens down the road with them. Can you just explain what the president's planning to do going forward to continue to make that case similar to what he made yesterday?
Well, I think the president's comments yesterday about the sale of CNN and new leadership is evidenced by my exchange with the CNN reporter in this room. Their viewership has gone down, their ratings has declined, and I think the president rightfully believes that network would benefit from new ownership. With respect to this deal, he has great respect for both companies who are bidding against one another, and I won't weigh in any further than that.
Hey, I got news for you. She's good. She really, really is. I like Caroline Leavitt. I think she puts up with no nonsense whatsoever. She is not afraid. She doesn't feel threatened by any of these wackadoodles sitting there in the press room. And just comes right back. I sometimes wonder whether some of the folks who were there realize what is in store for them, but I guess they must, right? They must get that. The more important part there was calling out the ridiculous exchange with the woman from CNN. Their so-called reporting really has devolved. Gosh, I don't know if they just saw a big opening when MSNBC became, what are they now? MS Now. Yeah, like that means anything. Or they've just decided to go all in with being the opposition again. Remember that? That wasn't that. Or the resistance. Was the resistance or opposition? Whichever one. That was their whole thing. They just staked out this territory and said, that's it. We hate Donald Trump. And if he's the president, then we hate him as the president. And we will do everything within our power to help him be removed from office. Right? I mean, it was ridiculous. And you saw where it got them. So I just think they really should have some sort of reevaluation. But maybe new ownership would do that. Maybe if Netflix came in, they would change it. Maybe if Paramount came in, they would change it. Remember what Netflix has said, though, the president of Netflix. And I find this very interesting because a lot of the opposition to the Netflix operation and the Netflix purchases has been that they want to buy up a movie studio. And by buying the movie studio, they're eliminating their competition. Well, the guy who's the head of Netflix, I forget his name, he said, our competition is everything. Our competition is TikTok. Our competition is Facebook. Our competition is X. Our competition is any place that you are looking at. That's our competition. Our competition isn't necessarily a television network or a movie studio or a live event venue. It is any place and every place you're looking at. So that includes books. That's our competition. I thought that was pretty interesting. David down in Midlothian sends me a note on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I know you and Heidi are always looking for great music, especially Heidi. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., Red Volker is going to be doing a free show at the Get Tight Lounge on Main Street. He was the lead guitarist for Merle Haggard in the 90s, a true legend of the Telecaster. All right, I will pass that along to Heidi. And I've been to the Get Tight Lounge. I know Heidi has been there quite a few times as well. It is 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Taking a look at a couple of things coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, don't forget the Obamas sit on the board of directors of Netflix. Yeah, I think that's correct, right? Didn't they also have some sort of a deal with Netflix? Jeff, I don't know about you, but I'm really sick of hearing the word affordability. Well, I get what you're saying, Berkeley and Mechanicsville, but it's also become the word du jour. The left was using it for the longest period of time because they didn't want to talk about taxes, of course, because, well, they were responsible for increasing taxes, and they were responsible for the inflation. So instead of talking about inflation or taxation or anything else, they came up with the term affordability. Dr. Avula really ought to worry more about letting taxes and, or I guess meant lowering taxes down, or better yet, upgrade the water system in Richmond, Berkeley, and Mechanicsville. All right, I guess we're having some difficulty getting State Senator Bryce Reeves. That's all right. So let's just, we'll do it Tuesday, I guess, then, Germ. That's, oh, we do have him. Okay, excellent, excellent. State Senator Bryce Reeves, good guy, has been with this program many, many times throughout the years. I think a solid guy, and he announced a little while ago he's going to be running for the Republican nomination, was to take on Mark Warner. So many of us agree Mark Warner, well, the guy promised to serve no more than two terms. He's now running for term number four. And Bryce Reeves says, hey, I'm the guy that can defeat him. So I wanted to find out what was at play here, what the process is going to be. Bryce, thank you for being here.
Jeff, good to hear your voice. Happy Hanukkah, and hope you're doing well.
We absolutely are doing well. I hope you are as well. It's been far too long, but how happy was I to see that you decided Mark Warner needs to be retired, and you say you're the guy that can get it done?
Well, I'll tell you, we took a shellacking as Republicans this year, and, you know, a lot of people think Virginia's done. I'm not one of those who believe that. I haven't drank that Kool-Aid. I think people are tired of both Mark and Tim, and they've done nothing but fight this administration and done nothing to help. In fact, Mark didn't even vote to open up back to government. Mm. And so, you know, he has TDS so bad that he just can't think of anything else. He's not the same Mark Warner that we knew as governor. You're right. He said, I was going to do two terms, and, you know, we need to refresh with fresh blood and fresh ideas, and he hasn't come up with one since his second term. Yeah. So, you know, it's he's going to get challenged from his own party as well. He's found a home up there. He hadn't explained to me or anybody else why is he running again. He's worth what, $400+ million, made his money as a staffer up in Congress. So he's been in politics his whole life. Yeah. And you know, I think it's time to get some fresh blood, fresh ideas, and somebody that can work across the aisle and get some things done. We've got a lot of work to do in the Commonwealth. We're going to have a lot more to do after this session. It's going to be that time. And yeah. I hope people are ready for them. We're out working hard. We're raising money. Even at Christmas time, I'm headed out the door. Culpeper has their event tonight, so we're headed out there. But I love it, and I love meeting people where they are, and it's just been a joy so far, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Well, I think it's great. I'm always very, very impressed with all of the work that you have done throughout the years, and obviously we've got a real connection as former law enforcement officers and all of that good stuff. You mentioned that Mark Warner is going to be challenged on his own side. That would probably explain some of his unbelievable veering to the left, don't you think?
Well, you know, he's voting that way, and he's been voting that way for a while. His tantrums that he has every day in his car drive, wherever he goes, that he posts, the guy's just lost it. He's just totally lost his ability to govern. In military terms or police in terms, he's combat ineffective. Yeah. And we need leadership up there that understands where Virginians are today. It's been so long since he was governor, he has forgotten, because he lives in Northern Virginia and Alexandria, that there is the rest of Virginia. And, they have needs and concerns. And he's done nothing to make our lives easier or better or safer. Yep. And so, you know, that's what I'm running to do, Jeff. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, is repeat what we've done in the General Assembly. You know, a lot of people can say I'm far right or MAGA or anything else, but I'm the only Republican chairman in a Democrat-controlled legislature right now trying to work on the Gaming Commission to keep these folks that are running unscrupulous illegal games straight and set up the Gaming Commission. And I don't think my colleagues in the Virginia General Assembly would make me a chairman, especially the Democrats, if they thought I was some radical far right wing, somebody that they didn't trust and they couldn't get along with. So I think Virginians need people that know how to govern. I think that's what we need to do, regardless of who's in the presidency. We've got real concerns as a country and as a Commonwealth that we have to take care of. And their job is to bring things home for us. We have more military bases, and we receive more money from the federal government and DOD than any other state. And it doesn't take very much in these transition areas, especially with the new administration, where they want to cut costs, for them to take a couple of ships from us or a aircraft carrier or two and send them to Florida. And, you know, we've got to guard against that. There's a lot of things they need to work on, and I think he's tired, I think he's old, and I think he's forgotten who he is.
Bryce Reeves is joining us. By the way, the website is BryceReeves.com, BryceReeves.com. You can certainly read all about Bryce and the things that he's done, what he's accomplished. And I want to ask you, you're talking about Mark Warner being in a primary on his side. Is the Republican nomination yours? Is it going to be a primary? How's this going to play out?
Well, we just had the Republican advance, and there were two other people that are interested in running. One is formally announced and done the paperwork. I'm not sure about the other person that has, but so far I think we're probably the front runner, which means everybody's going to be attacking us, which we're kind of used to anyway. But, we're just focused on trying to do what we can, especially walking into the General Assembly this January.
Yeah.
I have this very sinking feeling in my gut that all the 400 plus bills that Governor Youngkin has vetoed during his term are all coming back. And there's not going to be a whole lot we can do maneuver wise in the minority, especially the House. Yep. So it'll be up to the Republicans in the Senate and the Senate caucus to try to see what we can fix. Yep. Or make better, depending on what the bills are.
Yeah, it's going to be a heavy lift. There's no question about that. Bryce Reeves joining us. Bryce, one of the things I'm hoping you can shed some light on, and people need to be aware of this. We are in a fentanyl crisis. We hear about it. We have our friends from the DEA on a regular basis. We hear from law enforcement. We've heard from Governor Youngkin. The First Lady, of course, has been involved in fighting this. People may or may not remember you were actually a narcotics detective in Prince William. So you have seen up close and personal the problems that arise when people are doing this sort of stuff. That ought to be an issue in this campaign, don't you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more. And like you said, we've both worn the cloth of law enforcement. A couple of years ago, I carried a bill that got bipartisan support that would label if you label fentanyl as a weapon of terror. So if you're selling it, you're going to get charged a separate, distinct felony charge for selling fentanyl, now defined as a weapon of terror in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So I was pretty happy we got that done. And as you know, with folks that are distributing this stuff, they don't care. They just want that money, and they don't care who they kill. And I'm hopeful that Senator McDougall's bill will hold a murder charge for those folks selling fentanyl. But there's not enough we can do. Right now, some of our hands are tied, and one of the things we have to do is really look at, are we serious about stopping it? Because this isn't crack cocaine or heroin, you know, when we were both on the force. This is a whole different drug. And it strikes home. I can't tell you how many different families I've met that somebody in their family or a close relative or a close friend has died of fentanyl overdose, to include my own. And it's a scourge. It's killing our fellow citizens, and we've got to stop it. And I'm so happy the president has stopped it at the border. I think, you know, it's been a long time coming since somebody's decided to go after the cartels and not mess around in these states that are sanctioning this type of behavior. And so at some point they're going to get the message that if you sell fentanyl or you're trying to ship it into our country and we catch you, there's going to be some hell to pay.
Excellent. Well, listen, Bryce, I know you are literally walking out the door to get over to Culpeper, so I do appreciate you hopping on. I'm going to send everybody to BryceReeves.com, BryceReeves.com, and I want to get you on in the future as this campaign sort of ramps up so we can talk about some of the important issues and people can learn a little bit more about who you are, what you've done, and what you would do in replacing Mark Warner.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff, and I appreciate you being the mouthpiece for conservatives, and you've always held the line and never wavered, and I can't thank you for that and your friendship, and again, just have a very happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas for everybody else that's out there that's listening, and we appreciate the support.
You're a good man. Thank you so much. That is State Senator Bryce Reeves. Again, he has announced he's going to be seeking the Republican nomination to run against Mark Warner or whoever it is that the Democrats might nominate for senator. Let's not kid ourselves. Mark Warner is going to face a major primary challenge, is he not, from somebody on the left. That's why he's been voting the way that he has, I think, for the last couple of years. He likes being in D.C. He likes being part of the Billionaire Boys Club. His governance, his mindset, such as it was when he was governor, that is not what's there now. And it's a very, very different Mark Warner, even for Democrats who have supported him through the years. I think many have got to be looking at him and going, man, I just don't recognize what this guy has become. It is 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Self-high-five.
Bam! Self-high-fives indeed. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. 804 hits me up with the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I like that guy, Bryce Reeves. He's a warrior and an American. Yeah, he absolutely is. He absolutely is. I again refer to the fact that he was a narcotics detective up in Prince William. And he understands the scourge of fentanyl, understands the problem with folks who are going through some of these issues. So I'm hoping that we'll have a great conversation moving forward. And look, I'll talk to the other folks if they're interested. I don't want to get into a, hey, somebody's running for this over here and that over that. That's not what I do. But again, when you have a background that lends itself to a discussion like that, I think it's a good one to have. Oh, now, hang on a second. Here's a weird thing. I am now seeing on another weather prognostication device that there could be some scattered flurries throughout the weekend. But it's only one place, like a pop-up weather thing. 757 says, Jeff, shalom and a blessed weekend to you and your family. Well, thank you, 757. I appreciate that. That is very, very kind. Yes, Hanukkah actually starts on Sunday. I will make food. I may have a gift or two for a person or two, but not anywhere near complete. And then Christmas is 13 days away. I did want to mention to you that coming up on December the 22nd, it's a Monday. Monday, December the 22nd, kicking off like 8 in the morning, running until about 7 or so at night, 8 at night. Paul Diana, who you've heard me reference before, has a food truck, and it's called PRD Concessions. Paul is a former corrections officer and a former police officer, and then kind of retired from that and said, I'm going to cook. I'm going to feed people. And he does a great job. And he does a lot of community fundraising. You know, he helps out schools, he helps out other community groups. So he has done some fundraisers to benefit our Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday honorees. This whole thing, this Blue Friday program that we've done now for 8-9 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Always try and get gifts for the honorees. There are expenses that go into it. And, Paul said, well, let's go out and we'll sell some of the Brunswick stew. We'll sell some of the chili. And we'll take some of that money and help out the cause. So I appreciate that. So on Monday, December the 22nd, Paul is going to set up his food truck over at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. How cool is that? It's like a collection of my favorite human beings. Some of my favorite human beings on earth are all going to be there together, which I love. So starting again, right around 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump, Paul's going to have his food truck set up. Go over and get yourself some of his world-famous Brunswick stew. Get some of his chili. It is delicious, by the way. Both of those items are fantastic. And that money is then going to be utilized to help support our Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday Honors Program. So I appreciate that. And I did tell Paul that I'm going to drop by. I think probably I'll hang out there for a little bit, maybe 11 to noon, 11 to 1, something like that. And if he needs some help back there cooking, I will lend a hand and maybe ring some people up. I will, at his request, bring out some of the Jeff Katz swag. If you're looking for a Jeff Katz mug or a Jeff Katz book. I don't have any shirts anymore. I used to have shirts. We'll have to try and get those as well. But yeah, I'll bring some of that stuff out. So again, it's Monday, December the 22nd. Paul Diana setting up his food truck, PRD Concessions, over there right in front of Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. Hey, I'm a little bit over time here. I apologize for that, Germ. It is Friday, so of course I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. For those celebrating Hanukkah on Sunday, Chag Urim Sameach. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Tuesday, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.